Ah. Hello, weary traveler. Have you come to stop for a while? Do not worry. You have found a lovely place to rest. Or would you prefer to sleep on the forest floor? You can if you like, but I must advise that any wandering predator could find you this deep among the leaves. Would you not prefer some protection? Some care and hospitality. That is what I thought. Why don't you come up and we'll see if we can make you more comfortable? Let me help you up. Sit. Well, go on. Just giving a helping hand, or perhaps a helping tail. You could climb if you prefer, but the trunk of this tree is very broad. It must be to support my weight, so therefore it is hard to get a grip. I, on the other hand, am very good at getting a grip on things. Good choice, dear. Very good. There you are. It is nice to get a closer look at you. Ah, yes. I get the feeling you would not have lasted long in the jungle on your own. No. It is decided. You shall stay with me. Who am I? I can see that question in your eyes. It is not often one comes upon a stranger such as me in the night. Let me make it so we are no longer strangers, I am Genevieve, fortune teller, rune caster, star reader, and amateur baker when I can be asked. I can also see the other question in your eyes, and that is, what am I? There are many answers to that question, love, but the most straightforward of these is that I am simply a tree kangaroo, one who would prefer that you not be cold and alone on the jungle floor. I can feel you shivering in my tail. It is quite warm, yes? And I take very good care of my fur. Alas, I am being rather forward, holding you so. With us having just met, I shall retract for now. Welcome to my home, here in the canopy, love. I have everything you could wish for. And more. But for now, why don't we simply settle on tea? I find you can tell a lot about a visitor by the tea they choose. Some like it sweet, so much so you can hardly taste the tea itself. Others like it bitter, a dark, deeply stepped drink that tastes of midnight. I sense you are Somewhere in the middle. A bit of sweetness, yes, but also a little bit of that bitterness. A twinge of dark, a little danger swirled in amid the honey and water. Do tell me if I begin to prattle, love. Though do not be afraid to get a little closer. I do not bite, though forgive me if I am a bit intrusive into your personal space. It is a habit, and when you are as large as me, and one that is hard not to practice, my tail tends to wander and wrap. Though you hardly seem to mind, do you, love? Ah, there we are. The tea is ready. I have many teacups on the rack on the left. Why don't you pick your favorite? Ah, you cannot reach. Let me assist. I apologize for not having a stepladder. It is hardly necessary for me, and for guests, a small coil around the waist. And with a bit of gentle support, I find they can find everything they need. Let me just reel you in. Thank you, dear. Now, we can enjoy. This is a special tea of mine, a chai. Why don't you take a deep breath? Smell it. Cloves and cinnamon, cardamom and pepper. The perfect tea for cozy company. And a sip. Delightful. You like it? Very good. Very good. Well, now that you are relaxed, perhaps we should get to know each other better. Oh, is my tail still around your waist? Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to keep it there. It can get rather cold up in these trees, and something warm to hold on to is a rare treat. Now then, why don't you enjoy your tea, and I will tell your fortune,